From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader.
Every single U.S. service member is now out of Afghanistan. I can say that with 100% certainty.
Gunfire streaked the skies over Kabul airport as the Taliban celebrated the last U.S. troops leaving, giving them full control of the city and Afghanistan. By dawn, Taliban fighters were strolling through hangars, passing by helicopters left behind by the Americans in a rush to evacuate. It's been 20 years since the US, UK and allies invaded Afghanistan in the wake of the September 11th attacks in the States. On BBC Breakfast, Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab was asked if it had been worth it.
In 20 years, we haven't seen Afghanistan used as a base for terrorist attacks on its neighbours, let alone the West and the UK. We've seen, given the UK aid money going in, 10 million more children getting access to education, 4 in 10 girls getting access to education that wouldn't have seen a school book before. We worked with our partners to clear 8 million mines. And I can tell you something like the number of mums dying in either childbirth or maternity is down by over 40%.
But even as Dominic Raab used his television appearances to once again urge the Taliban to abide by commitments over human rights, on the Afghan Peace TV channel, a political debate host appeared flanked by machine gun wielding soldiers. The Afghan people should not be afraid, he said, in an address while being closely watched by the men behind him. I'm joined by our political editor, Nicholas Cecil, now. Nicholas, it's all over now, but I get the feeling the repercussions of this will go on for some time yet.
Yes, well, the world is very much watching what happens next in Afghanistan. You're getting various different signals from the Taliban. You've got the Taliban leadership who are pledging that human rights will be respected, people will be allowed to leave if they want to, and that the country won't be allowed to be used as a haven for terrorism again. But that's different to what's happening on the ground in some situations. There have been reports of executions, including of what, a folk singer and of a comedian and former Afghan soldiers. So it's really what happens next in Afghanistan will basically determine how the West responds.
And there are still people in Afghanistan who worked with the UK and who are still trying to get out, aren't there?
Yes, the Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, he was saying that there are low numbers of, you know, hundreds of UK nationals still in Afghanistan, many of who still want to leave. Then there's thousands more Afghans, some of who will have worked with UK forces, who want to get out and come and resettle in Britain. Tens of thousands of Afghans are also now fleeing towards neighbouring countries, towards Pakistan, towards Iran, to basically get out of their country as quickly as possible. They have very little faith that life is going to be good under the Taliban.
And this is where those figures of thousands of unread emails have come from, people who have been apparently trying to contact the UK to try and get out of the country, but they haven't even had their email read.
Yes, this is a story that around 5,000 emails have gone unread. And the Foreign Secretary, Mr. Raab, was asked about that this morning. He strongly defended his department, the Foreign and Commonwealth and Development Office, and suggested that many of these emails had been triaged to the Home Office or to the Ministry of Defence, and it was for them to deal with. Mr. Raab himself is under a lot of criticism with reports that he maybe acts in the next reshuffle. But he came out fighting in what is quite a bitter battle going on in Whitehall at the moment. And he also rejected a story which came out of Washington overnight that Britain had asked to keep a gate open at Kabul airport to facilitate its evacuation efforts. This is a gate that was targeted by an IS suicide bomber and led to a very high death toll with more than 170 people feared dead.
And you mentioned there that there has been speculation by some people that Mr. Raab might not last much longer as Foreign Secretary. Is there any basis to that, though, Nicholas?
Mr. Raab, he faced a lot of criticism for not coming home early from his holiday when the crisis blew up. And he has admitted that was a mistake, that he should have gotten the plane home from Crete. There is speculation going around more than usual for these situations where a minister is under fire. Having said that, Mr. Johnson has so far showed very little willingness to sack ministers, even, for example, the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, who was accused of bullying her own staff by the independent investigator.
And talking about holidays, Nicholas, where is Mr. Johnson right now?
Well, Downing Street have confirmed that the Prime Minister is currently in somewhere in the west of England, that they won't say where for obvious security reasons. But Number 10 is also saying that he's actually continuing to work there. So they're not using the holiday word. So they're basically saying he left on Sunday, he'll be away until the Thursday, but they're downplaying the idea that he's taking a break and stressing that he's still working hard. I suspect this is a repercussion of the fact that Mr. Raab and the Prime Minister were away when the crisis blew up, and the government has been heavily criticised for the way it has been handled.
And that's the Leader podcast. You can read more from Nicholas in the Evening Standard newspaper or online at standard.co.uk. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.